Boston's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
A happy Mother's Day. It's also my 14-year-old's birthday. Big shout out to Reed. Couldn't do it without you. But you know what? This is a really cool Sunday. I mean, Mother's Day and it culminates with my son's birthday. Pretty wild, man. Pretty wild. And mom's doing the deed, baby. Let's get it, moms. Yeah. Stifler's mom. Unite. Turn it up. We got one more out. Of honoring moms, some of the best moms in TV and movies. We will talk about it. We hit it just a little bit. We gave you just the tip of it in Sam's Stash. Yeah, we're gonna get entrenched in moms. We're gonna get immersed in moms.
Yo, Steffler's mom. Hold up.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Big shout out to Eric RDT from Barstool Sports. Thank you very much for coming on the show last hour. You can find that at podcast hour number 2. It's not up yet, but hour number 1 is. Go to thehornfm.com to the SoundCloud page and download all of the hours that you might have missed. Yeah, let's get into Stifler's mom real quick. Is she on your list?
No.
She missed my list, too.
She missed my list, and the only reason why is because
her son went to Michigan State. Did he? Yeah, he did.
Did they go to Michigan? I thought they went to Big Blue.
Which one did Stifler go to? A couple of them went to Michigan State and the other...
They were from Michigan?
They were from Michigan.
Okay.
A couple of them went to Michigan and the other one went to East Lansing at Michigan State.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, Stifler Mom from American Pie. Classic movie. Classic. Like, I don't know why it's so classic, but everybody knows about it.
Nadia. I'm going to tell you right now, it's because of Nadia.
I don't think that's why.
Yeah.
There was nudity in it that men definitely enjoy, but... I feel like
it's a coming of age. It's a classic coming of age.
Yeah, like everybody has friends that, you know, they went to high school with.
Did you ever
make
a pact?
Not like that.
No.
Not like that. But
that was kind of personal.
Yeah. I wasn't letting nobody know what I was doing behind the scenes.
People knew, but I mean, I was trying to keep it quiet so I could continue to, once your game is out, once the game plan's out, people are going to know how to combat you.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, very true.
You gotta keep it suspect.
Yeah,
people don't understand that, dude.
I like that. I like having that rookie mindset where you don't have not that much film on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
then they know how to stop it.
They know how to stop it. So
they know the smooth move.
Yeah, but Stifler's mom. No, I get why she's so popular and whatnot, but yeah, not for me.
I don't even know if I can't say it's nostalgia either. Like I never even had like friends. I mean, I had friends that had good looking moms, but I never even thought of it like that, like a Stifler's mom type of thing either, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I had a friend in middle school that's mom. Let's just say she's had some work done.
Okay.
And that mom was flaunting them things all around when she was serving us some apple pie. Yeah. Dessert time, boys. Come get it. You know how much I love to eat.
I was there. You like cobbler? You like apple cobbler?
Love it.
Put some ice cream on that thing?
Alamo.
Alamo. Let it melt, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, do we have any mom music? If there's, is there mom music out there?
What would be mom music? Just start playing Dear Mama from Tupac, the instrumental.
Yeah, oh, I know what I'm gonna play. I know what I'm gonna play.
See, so now he's gonna go somewhere completely off the grid.
Just loop it. All right, so let's get into our list of moms. All right, our top 10 of moms. All right, and yeah, Claire Dunphy is definitely on my list as one of the top moms.
Yeah, I got her at 10.
I got her. Yeah, I have her at 10 as well.
I have her at 10?
Yeah, I have her at 10.
All right.
Because, I mean, what is this? Sam?
This is the fine tune made by Fergie, a little song called MILF Money.
Yo, this video is fire.
It is. This is a
high-quality
video.
High-quality video. She has nothing but good-looking moms on. I think Kim Kardashian's in it. Who else?
I think so.
What other cameos we got, Sammy?
Off the top of my head, couldn't tell you. This is the clean version, so it's not the video. Okay. I'm not getting to enjoy it the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, Fergie does her thing.
I'm going to have to check out this video.
She can't sing a national anthem to save her life, but
she
does
can
her
play
thing.
Some basketball.
We're back to basketball.
Let's play some basketball. I sound like Patrick Mahomes' fiance. Yeah.
They're married.
Are they?
Yeah,
they're.
I mean, they have a kid.
They're expecting, right? Did they?
That baby's here. Lil Mahomes. That baby's here.
Is it?
Yeah, people are already offering that baby a scholarship. Okay, so
Claire Dunphy, number 10.
Yeah, and Claire Dunphy, Modern Family, and okay, we talked about the baby daddy, Phil Dunphy, classic. Great husband, a little goof, but great husband.
Oddball. A little bit of an oddball.
But perfect for the family. Perfect for the show. Okay. Right? The kids are all over the place. You know, they're a little out of control. Obviously, you got the one, you know, pretty girl daughter that's very stuck up and
Is that the middle?
No, that's the
which one's the rebellious one? That's the rebellious one.
That's the oldest one. That's Sarah Hyland. Sarah Hyland. I do know her name. Sarah Hyland. Yeah. She looks like a little girl, but she's like my age, like almost in her 30s. And then, yeah, the middle one, the smart one, who is complete opposite of her character on Modern Family in real life. Like, if you go type her in, you'll see some stuff. Like, she flaunts it all over.
Man.
And then the little kid, who's a goober, acts just like his pop. So, Claire Dunphy, Modern Family, great show. Number 10, I'm with that.
All right. That's my number 10. How about Tammy Taylor? Now, I had her a little bit. You know, we're gonna save her a little bit there. How about Peggy Bundy?
Because
it's from 10 to 1, right? So, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to give my number ones, my top tiers away. Peggy Bundy had to deal with Bud and Kelly. All right, this is Fountains of Wayne, and Stacey's mom, by the way, this goes out there to Infernal Myrtle, who wanted to know, they actually brought this up, Stacey's mom. This is Fountains of Wayne.
Now, Stacey's mom is a high-quality music video.
Who's in, is this Rachel? Look this up, the girl in this up. I believe it's Rachel, I can't think of the last name, but I believe she was married to Tom Petty at one time.
Either way, Stacey's mom definitely had you looking over the backyard window. That's for sure.
Rachel Hunter. Stacey's mom.
Rachel Hunter. Okay, Peggy Bundy had to deal with Kelly and Bud Bundy.
God, they
were
stupid.
Also had to deal with Al, the shoe salesman, who just lived in his glory days of 4 touchdowns at Polk High. And really, that was it. But also, her best friend was Marcy. And then had to deal with Steve, who she probably wanted Steve instead of Al. Because Steve wasn't getting any from Marcy because, I don't know, it was a tangled web that Peggy Bundy lived. And she always had that big hair and always, I believe she always had a cigarette in her mouth, if memory serves me right.
She was a smoker, yeah.
Fixated on that oral fixation. Can I say fixation anymore?
You can say it.
Right on.
You can say it.
So Peggy Bundy, number 9.
Nice.
I mean, let's look at where the kids went. I mean,
yeah,
the daughter had a strong actress career.
I mean, we know how you feel about Christina Applegate. We'll get to
Drew
that
Brees.
When we do our good grief wax. I'm sorry. How?
Peggy was always in the mood. Peggy was, I don't know.
I know you're spitballing.
I was just spitballing.
Out the yin yang. Yeah, we'll get to
we'll
that on another
back.
Day.
We'll walk it back.
Yeah, please walk that back. Okay, so mine is Tracee Ellis Ross from Black-ish.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I had her up a little bit. I had her at
you
7.
You had her high?
Yeah, it's 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is Blackish good? Is that
no,
what I'm
it's
hearing?
Not.
Okay.
It's right. Not good.
That's what I thought. So,
it's not good.
It's
I don't think it's good.
It's Vegworth. Like, you could put it on. It's one of those shows that you could put it on and get some work done. You know what I mean? Like
Background. Background noise. Yeah. And that's exactly why she's there. Like, Tracee Ellis Ross. Whew, man. Talk about a looker there. She has an interesting look. Like, she has those eyes that are very... you know, famous that her mom, that she definitely got from her mom, Diana Ross. But yeah, Rainbow. Oh, that is her name, right? Yeah, Rainbow. Yeah, they have a little show Mixish too, where she's a little kid, and yeah, a lot of ish shows there. But yeah, Tracee Ellis Ross, she does her thing. They have a lot of kids there, so I'll give her the 9 crown.
All right, I had her up a little bit higher. How about number 8? Do you know who... Are you familiar with the show Arrested Development?
Yes.
Lucille Bluth.
Oh, she's hilarious.
I mean, mother of
recent,
the year.
Recent, bro.
Yeah, rest in peace.
She passed away?
Jessica Walter?
Yeah.
Jessica Walter was the actress.
I want to say it was either this month or last
month.
It was
month,
April.
Because
yeah, it was, yeah.
But yeah, she just left us. But yeah, I mean, she... well, let's just... She has George... Job, I can't remember the middle name of it, but it's Will Arnett, right? Or Will,
yeah.
Will Arnett, who plays the oldest son, who's just an indie, ne'er-do-well. He's just awful, a failed magician. She neglected him. Then they got Michael, who is trying to galvanize and glue the family together, but she just uses him for money. Then they got,
Buster, yeah,
who is just the extraction of her smoke. You know,
pretty much.
Like, whenever she exhaled, she just blew it into his mouth and in certain hotel rooms. She just abused Buster. Lots of guilt trips there. And then, what's the daughter's name?
Lindsay.
Lots of love and female nourishment there with Lindsay. Just... Oh, my goodness. Well, go ahead and check out Arrested Development. Lucille Bluth got my nomination as one of the mothers of the year. Big shout out.
All right.
Fountains of Wayne. Keep this on a loop.
All right. I'm with it. Now, this is a TV mom, but reality TV.
Oh.
Kris Jenner.
Look at you.
Coming in.
Look at you.
Number 8. We're on number 8 right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the...
You like the Kris Jenner, huh?
I like the cross flex here.
You like that, huh?
I like that. The hybrid.
Little curveball at you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
The reason why I say Kris Jenner is because clearly the kids are successful. Like, that's not even a thing. Like, every single one of the kids is like a millionaire in their own right. So give her the credit there. Her husband was a legendary lawyer in one of the most legendary cases of all time, the O.J. Simpson trial, part of that. She might have...
Eric Kardashian?
I don't think it was Eric. I don't know. It was some Kardashian, whatever. R.I.P. The fact that her husband that she had a complete sex change... And she was just cool with it. She didn't have a meltdown or nothing. Kept the business rolling. Said, you know what? I'm going to let the world see this. And we're going to still get that bag. And I'm going to get more money and respect for this. And Bruce,
dude,
I'm going to date the opposite of you,
dude,
and get me a sexy chocolate brother. That's like 30 years younger than me.
What was going on? Like, You had Craig Mack making rap songs, but like dropping bars about you. It had stamina like Bruce Jenner. Like, I mean, and then you just went up and just
Gotta change.
Feeling you,
you gotta change.
Feeling you,
you gotta do your thing. If you're not feeling like yourself, change it.
Yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Kris Jenner, she could be more than 8. It depends on how I describe the rest of these
women on my list.
But.
We got a knock on the offspring. They bring down NBA players.
They bring down NBA players. They do. They do.
And that's just something in my world that I can't have.
No, you don't like that?
I don't like... Tristan Thompson's a Longhorn. Thompson's a Longhorn.
He's still in the league. He's never been a superstar.
Let the man go out.
He hasn't done crack like Lamar.
Correct. Oh, man.
Chris Humphries. That's not a good look. Kanye's tripping. Kanye just started tripping once he got with the family. Devin Booker has hope. Devin Booker's with Kendall Jenner right now. He has hope.
It's going to happen.
It's not.
It's the Madden cover. It's the Madden cover. Tell me I'm wrong.
Jenner Kardashian. I feel like the name is the curse more.
She's been exposed. It's going to look. I'm telling you, man, we all take our vices. We all get exposed to the vice, right? And it trickles in. It does. You can't lie. You can't deny it. It trickles in.
So even though Kendall Jenner isn't a Kardashian, technically, she has that Jenner blood,
influence,
which is good
exposed.
Enough to ruin Devin Booker's career. That's what you're saying. All right.
So
I'm with it. So you're not picking the Suns to win a championship this year.
Nope. Nope.
You're not. Even though
LeBron comes back, it's a different league.
Oh, man.
You know this. You know how I feel.
I do.
I mean,
that could be a first round matchup.
Love. That's so unfair.
The Suns versus the Lakers.
That's a fun matchup to watch, but that's so unfair.
For who?
For the Suns. Bro, they've been
the Lakers are hurt. Lakers are injured. They're not 100%.
They ain't
going to
be hurt in playoff time. Mark my words. They will not be hurt. The essential players for the Lakers will not be hurt during playoff time. That's a fact. That is a fact.
All right. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's a fact.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
They will be fired because we see it every season. They'll be firing at 80% until it's time to get to 90, and then they're going to reach 110 out of nowhere.
I'm all about a good conspiracy theory. LeBron has been very dramatic, and it seems like sometimes, like, is he playing the game? You never know with LeBron.
Pacing himself.
You never know, and obviously we're going off topic, but it's a sports show. Who cares? It seems like LeBron, my ankle, I don't think he'll ever be 100%, like, I don't know. I feel like
Remember
he's playing
Jordan,
a mental game with people.
Boom. Remember how Jordan used to add fuel to the fire to motivate himself?
He was just a nut. He was just a nut.
I think LeBron's got a little bit of that nut in him.
The man was literally playing gambling games with, like, the security. Like, something with Jordan isn't right. I know we love it.
Throwing quarters off a wall, off a baseboard.
Yeah, that's dark. That's why he's not married with his... You know,
competition. I mean,
with his first wife. That's why he's been through a couple of divorces, because Jordan is a little
off. I think LeBron gets there sometimes. I think sometimes he gets in his bag and creates some motivation.
All right, I'm with it.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be a different league. It's going to be definitely a different West when the Lakers are fully healthy.
All right.
Where were we?
Number seven.
All right, number seven to me. How about Elise Keaton? You ever seen Family Ties?
Ooh.
Way back during
throwback.
The day.
Throwback. Okay,
again,
I like it.
Remember, I only had three channels. All right? I only had three channels back in the day, and Family Ties was on one of them. All right? Number seven, Elise Keaton. She was married to the guy that was in Tremors that had all the guns. You guys know who I'm talking about? Married to Reba McEntire in that movie, so... Bert, his name was Bert in there. I believe his name was Bill, maybe, in Family Ties. But Elise Keaton had to look over Alex Mallory and I forget the youngest girl's name. But yeah, Elise Keaton, number seven.
Solid. That's solid. You know, so was Family Ties like that show for you? Like, was it the White Cosby show for you?
No, honestly. Being where I grew up, man, the Cosby Show was on most of the time, and then A Different World came on, right after the Cosby Show. That was usually my wheelhouse. I mean, spoiler alert, Claire Huxtable,
she'll be up there. We'll get to her. All right,
I didn't watch too much TV. Like I watched a lot of sports,
right?
But usually because there was only three channels on, like there wasn't too many sitcoms. Being played in the house, it was usually a baseball game. We were usually watching the Orioles most of the time, or the Bullets, or Wizards.
Yeah, the Bullets.
Bullets
good
back
grief.
In the day, bro.
Good grief. Rod Strickland, I get it. I'd watch Rod Strickland play any time of the day, too.
Bernard King,
it.
Man.
Yeah, he was that guy.
Bernard King was back in the 80s, dude. In the 90s as well, man.
Yeah, Bernard King could go. All right, this is one that might be over you guys' heads. This is my mushy side. Number seven. Lorelai Gilmore, the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, look at you, dude.
Yeah, you know about the Gilmore Girls?
I didn't. That was, again, man, if I had to put in some work, you know what I'm talking, like, if I had to put in some work,
yeah,
I would watch the Gilmore. I didn't know the characters, but I would sit through it. I would definitely sit through it. Yo, I would do 30 minutes for 30 minutes.
Yo, this is probably the weakest thing I've ever said on air that is probably going to kill my reputation, but I don't care. It's probably already ruined. Me and my fiance have watched every single episode of Gilmore Girls.
But, I mean, that's investing.
It is.
That's investing.
It is. And
is that her show? Is that her...
She watched it when it came out, but she's never seen them all. And there's some long episodes, Wags, but it's weird. Once you get invested, they'll get you. Like, Lorelai Gilmore is witty as hell. Like, she has comebacks for days. There's not one comeback that Lorelai Gilmore won't deliver on point if you come at her. And she was raising that little girl, Rory. She was like a teen mom, so she looked young, so she looked good. Like, right. Lorelai looks pretty good, too. So that also helped, but it's a great story.
Is she in Parenthood? This Is Us? No. That's what it is, Parenthood.
No, she's not in This Is Us.
It's in Parenthood.
That's Mandy Moore.
That's Mandy Moore?
Yeah, there's also
the
other women
Mandy
in there.
Moore?
Yes. Mandy Moore acting her ass off.
What? I know we got a break. God, man, we're just getting started with this. All right, we got Walsh on the other side, too.
This always happens.
Let's get two more in real quick. Two more real quick.
All right.
Where are we going next?
That's you. That's on you.
It's on me? All right. How about Nancy Botwin from Weeds?
Oh, man. That's huge. That's huge.
This is one of the shows that I was exposed to right after I got back from Afghanistan. I was just like, what is Weeds about? My wife was on it. I was just like, I can't really, I don't know if I'm feeling this.
That was like the show that put Showtime on the map.
Louise Glover, is that her name? Louise Glover, I believe, is the actress's name. But yeah, I mean, Weeds is, you know what, it is. And then Dexter came.
Yeah.
Weeds, like, was before Dexter, I believe.
Yeah, like Showtime needed a show to put them kind of on the same level as HBO. And when they dropped Weeds, that was kind of the show that, you know, got them started.
I literally had Weeds described to me as, imagine if Breaking Bad were just about a MILF, and I was like, I'm sold. That's all I needed.
That's kind of where it's at, man. Kind of where it's at. It's one to watch for sure. Go ahead, Zay. What you got?
All right, moving along, and you're going to be very disappointed, but I just have to put her there. Claire Huxtable.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Bill Cosby ruined a lot.
But hold on. No.
We're counting it. Dr. Cliff Huxtable was drugging people at the hospital. Dr. Cliff Huxtable was drugging children.
No.
He was doing some sleazeball stuff behind the scenes that we clearly didn't know about. That you clearly didn't know about.
No, I didn't.
And I gotta knock that. I have to.
But we're staying in the show. We're staying in the show.
Yo, man.
She wanted to. She, you know what? She probably divorced Cliff after that. She was a strong matriarch, the strongest of them all.
Because she stayed with him when it became just Cosby.
She didn't know.
You remember when the kids left and the show just became Cosby?
Cosby's.
Horrible. She was still around.
People needed work.
Stop it.
No. People needed work.
No, she knew what Phil was doing. She knew what Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable. I don't know why I keep calling him Phil. She knows what Heathcliff was doing behind the scenes. She just kept her mouth shut.
There was a Phil Huxtable, though.
Was there?
I think it was his dad.
Maybe.
I think his dad was Philip Huxtable.
Okay. But.
Because it wasn't Theo.
No.
No, let's talk about Theo.
Malcolm Jamal Walker?
Yes.
How overrated he is. If we have the men's bracket, we put him in there, how he might not even make the plan. You want to talk about that?
Well, what do you have after, like, the Cosbys?
Malcolm and Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah, he had that.
Malcolm and Eddie is like Wayne's Bros on crack, as bootleg as you could ever see it. That's what Malcolm and Eddie is. Malcolm and Eddie is so bad.
All right, well, I got Claire up a little bit higher.
I respect that, just because
Claire is probably two, as a matter of fact.
And that's fine.
I had one, but
that's fine. I respect that, but
now you're making me backtrack a little bit. I'm keeping that out of the cosmos.
Yo, she could have said. She knew. She saw that pill bottle on the table.
She did not.
She saw that pill bottle on the table.
That was his cholesterol.
And that's what she probably thought in her head to keep her sane.
She was too busy trying not to get him to eat the ranch on the salad dressing and all the pork chops and everything. She was worried about Cliff's, you know, his cholesterol and everything. And then they had little fat Peter coming over trying to eat everything else.
You can't talk about what we're talking about and say fat Peter, bro.
I guess. Well, we went there.
Sam, you can't.
Happy Mother's Day, bro. All right. Hey, on the other side, we got Al Walsh. Don't go nowhere. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
This is probably my favorite bump. Gotta be my favorite bump. Hey, shout out to MF Doom, too. He left us this year as well. Man, a lot of people leaving us, man. It's coming around that time, man. A lot of people checking out.
Hug your loved ones, baby.
Yeah, exactly, man. Hug them. Shout out to the Ellinger family. Jim Ellinger, I mean, Sam Ellinger. It's got to be tough. Jake Ellinger passed away a couple of days ago, and just got to be awful. Not to bring up a somber moment, but big shout out, very special Mother's Day out there to the Ellinger family. I can't imagine, like, it's something that you're not supposed to do in this world, guys, is put your offspring in the ground or it just sucks. It's tough to talk about, clearly. It's my biggest fear, especially like on my son, like today's my son's birthday as well. Like, it is just a lot of things. Get brought up in my mind. A lot of fears get brought up in my mind a lot during the day, and that one is there every day, constantly, is losing my kid. And I just, man, it's awful. So, again, tough news that we endured over this past week. But again, Austin will come together and galvanize and help everybody, help our own get through it. That's for sure. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We welcome on Al Walsh now to lighten up the show just a little bit. He's on the Vaqueros Cafe and Canteen Hotline. You can find him on Twitter at 14A.Walsh. Bayonne's own, one of the best in the business to do so, bringing you the green in your pocket. Walsh, I guess we'll just let it out of the bag. You got any moms that you kind of had a thing for, or some of the best top? Well, not that you had a thing for. Moms,
yeah,
that you want to,
yeah, Walsh,
mom,
I,
that you want to honor.
That you had a thing for, too.
So, I mean, as an Irishman, I mean, I always love the red hair. So,
oh,
hey, Bundy.
There we go. Jesus.
Surprisingly up there, you know, it's one of the great moms. I mean, Suzanne Summers on Step by Step. How could you?
Oh,
that's
you know what?
One.
I missed my list. I forgot. That's a good pull, Walsh.
That's a great pull.
Come on, that's my that's the second one, and I wasn't even going off notes. Why are you kidding me? Like, come on.
But Step by Step.
And also, you could even make the argument Peg Bundy again in Sons of Anarchy. You know, doing it.
Oh, wow! That she's dark in that movie, man.
Yeah,
That's on Sam's list.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, man. I like that. I'm sure if we could, you know, go down the list, but you know, obviously, like Sam was telling me while I was on hold, what you guys were talking about. So I got a little time to think. But if I get a bigger chunk of my day to think about it, I'm gonna have a much more substantial list.
All right, well, what substantial is on your list for getting green in your pocket? What are you liking today in sports?
Well, we could talk about the early game, right? So, again, I know we talk about baseball a lot, but I'm about, like, a week or two away from talking about it comfortably.
Sure.
I really haven't been writing it. I haven't been researching it yet this year. So,
well, no, you're immersed in basketball. I get it.
Exactly. But, like, I still make my picks on baseball. I just don't want to give you guys the advice that I'm using because it sounds like, you know, something ridiculous going on. But we can keep it on the hardwood. You know, this is a tough game to kind of handicap early between the Heat and the Celtics. So I feel like I can just give you guys more information than a pick here. But it's worth noting that the Miami Heat their implied team total did rise 2 points in this game. So that's usually a good sign for a team if they're going to win or not. Now, it's interesting because if you look at the bets in this matchup, a lot of the public is on Miami in this one, but a lot of the money is coming in on Boston. It's a one-point spread. I've seen books, you know, with it either way. I've seen money lines and things like that. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. It's just who are you going to go with, the public or the sharp money? So that should be a fun game to watch early on this afternoon. And then ESPN doing it right today. They got the good doubleheader on. The New York Knicks at the Los Angeles Lakers. My dog is attacking me right now.
Now get it. Do it.
No reason right now whatsoever.
Come on, Bailey.
But that's another one where you got a big differential. A lot of the public loves the Knicks in this one, but a lot of the money's on the Clippers. That's a big spread. That's 7.5 there today. I'm not going to be betting on either game, but, you know, it's good that everybody has the information to do so. But
right now, 7.5 so far is what I'm looking at for the Clippers. You like that bag?
I tell you what, man, I bet the Knicks haven't been playing, you know, that great on this road trip. So, you know, maybe it's a day that they kind of, you know, sneak through with a little sum. I remember some of these recent games against the Knicks. They've been pretty good games here with the Clippers. So I might lean with the, Knicks 7.5 on this one.
I'm liking it, Walsh. All right. I'm liking the Knicks as well. All right. What about the Pelicans Hornets?
Not a game that I was particularly intrigued by, but looking at the spread, remember Zion Williamson got the broken finger and everything, but only a 4-point favorite in this one. So we saw the Pelicans, they played really well on Friday night without Zion. They lost to the Sixers in Philly by 2. And then you kind of wonder what they're going to do in this one. Charlotte hasn't been that good of late, so I think Pelicans +4 is going to be the play on this one. They are a little better, I think, when they're the underdog. They play much better in that regard. They are, by the way, the Pelicans are one of the worst favored teams in the NBA. So I know that we're probably not going to get a chance to use that too much for that stat for the rest of the season, but who knows? Maybe something to look at next year early on.
Yo, Walsh, you know, we are very close. All right. Kazoo High Wags. We are very close to San Antonio, so we got a lot of Spurs fans down here. How close are they to being out of the play-in tournament? And even if they make the play-in, do they even have a chance of making, you know, one of those eighth spots or the only eighth spot?
They do, because surprisingly, you know, again, I talk a lot about, you know, how these teams perform against the spread when they come on here, but San Antonio is definitely one of the better teams in the league with doing that. So, and especially, too, when they're an underdog, they perform really well. So, again, it just shows that, all right, might not be thinking a lot about the Spurs, but deep down there is a pretty good little team there. Of course, they're coached by one of the best in the biz. And then, you know, not only that, you got some guys that are just hungry for some minutes there. No more LaMarcus Aldridge, so you kind of – saw how that thing was going. Hey, look, sometimes, you know, when you go in a different direction like that and you take a more youthful approach rather than, you know, playing your vets for a longer time, sometimes it works out. And, you know, Pop pulled the trigger the right time on this one. So to answer your question, yes, I do think that they have a good shot to maybe make some noise here in the first like play-in scenario, if you will.
Walsh, real quick, let's steer away from the slate real quick and just talk about an overall synopsis of the West here. Right now, the Lakers are sitting in the seventh spot right now, 2-8 in the last 10 games. Should Lakers fans, Lake Show fans, be a little bit worried at all? Or, you know, is this just a matter of the essential key personnel players getting back to health? And then once, you know, they have a clean bill of health, you know, the Lakers should pick up right where they left off when they were contending for three or two.
Yeah, so believe it or not, this decision isn't about LeBron. Oh, my God, it's amazing, right? Like, something does not revolve around LeBron James. I actually think that, no, like, the Lakers are in a lot of trouble, but it's because of the competition in the West this year, right? Like, we talked about it the last time. Like, the Jazz, the Suns, and the Grizzlies are all, you know, like, legitimate teams right now. And that necessarily wasn't the case last season. Look, of course, the teams were good, but now we're talking about these teams taking the next step. So if teams take the next step, that means somebody has to fall back. And that's definitely the Lakers. You know, like, okay, if LeBron does come back, he already said himself he's not going to be 100% for the rest of the season. So, you know, that alone right there is letting you know everything you need to know. And then Anthony Davis, the man is built of glass. We know this from years of DFS equity in the man.
This is
true.
The man
is made of glass.
This is true. He breaks.
They won the title last year in a bubble situation that, I mean, look, everybody was probably just mentally exhausted. And, it wasn't exactly the longest offseason there for the NBA. So, you know, I'm sure this fatigue is really taking a toll on the Lakers right now. And again, it's not because of LeBron and AD. Like, sure, that's a factor of it. But guess what? Guys like Dame Lillard, Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell when he gets healthy again, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, guys like this are going to have an impact on the West on how they play, not necessarily – on how LeBron comes to the table.
Walsh, that's a great point there, because Wags thinks that LeBron could just come back and everything will be all gravy.
He's Superman.
Nah.
Okay, so what happens when he does come back and puts the Lakers on his shoulders, right? Because you just mentioned it, AD is going to break probably again, or he'll have some nicks and bumps, right? He'll still probably carry the load, but LeBron's going to have most of that load on his shoulders. And then when the Lakers win it again,
man,
what are people going to say then? What are they going to say about LeBron then? That's what I want. Like, he can't do what? That's what I want to know.
Wait, if the Lakers win the title, how are the Nets going to win the title this year?
There you go. That's where I was getting, because I ask you every week about your Nets, Walsh, and this James Harden thing ain't looking good. And I saw Drew Holiday, who I think is the defensive player of the year, lock up Kyrie Irving like he was in shackles.
Ooh.
And That Giannis KD matchup is a great matchup, but man, y'all need that bearded one. Are y'all nervous? Are y'all nervous about James Harden and how healthy he is, and if he'll even be able to come back during the postseason?
So, as a Nets fan, definitely not nervous, right? Because this is whatever. This is more than any of us could
have
ever expected. Even having these guys in Brooklyn, but. Look, we need Harden, and the record doesn't lie. Like, I think with Harden, I forget the exact number, but it's a lot of wins and a little bit of losses.
I think there's only like two losses, I think.
Yeah, so, and when Harden's not in there, it's different, And don't forget, too, like, Harden's a pretty good rebounder as well. I know that he's not going to fix all of their rebounding woes.
But he puts himself in the right position for long rebounds. No, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys like DeAndre Jordan, Jeff Green, all right, these are rebounders, but guess what? They can't really shoot free throws that well. One of the things that drives me insane in basketball is how people don't make free throws. Especially when you make millions of dollars, you should be making free throws. Nobody's touching you. Nobody's in your way. It drives me crazy. But, yeah, we need Harden to win, no doubt about it.
All right, Walsh, one more, man. We're wrapping it up. What do you think about the play-in game here? Do you think actually you've seen Chicago make a run with LaVine here, but is it just too little too late for Chicago to make a push?
I don't know. I think they might be able to get in. I'm glad you brought them up because I like them a lot tonight. You're absolutely right. They're in a situation where they need to get some wins. On the other hand, Detroit, they're in a situation where
they
need to get some losses.
They're done.
Some losses and put themselves in a good position to get a franchise player. But the one thing I'll say, so this is a huge spread tonight. I think it was somewhere around like 8.5, 9, something like that. But look, Chicago's really good on the road. They're much better there than at home. And again, they really need this one. So I don't think that huge spread is too much.
Yeah, we're looking at 9 right now, over under 219.
Yeah, there's another game tonight too where I think Sacramento against OKC. OKC's on the back end of a back-to-back. I'll finish this thought. But back end of a back-to-back, 4 games, 6 days, they're going to be exhausted. Sacramento's been playing a lot better here down the stretch. So that's another big spread that I think can get covered, and it's there for a reason. So I think, OKC and Detroit might just legit, show up in body form tonight and not really even give an effort. So both of those teams could get roughed up pretty good tonight.
One more for you, Walsh, that at least on my slate that I got some money on. How about Mavericks and Cavaliers? Mavericks are favored 11 here, 217.5 for the over-under.
Yeah, it's interesting because they just played the other night. So this is the back end of a home-and-home. Cleveland is much better at home, so I think that they can probably keep it close for a little while. But I, you know, Dallas, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio here in Texas, but they are definitely a team to watch going forward in the West. I talk about Luka Doncic on here all the time and how I think he will be better than LeBron one day. But
good grief, Walsh.
I really think that they're going to make a serious push this year in the playoffs, the Mavs this year. So I'm excited. And again, there's a ton of competition. This is going to be an unbelievable Western Conference playoffs, but just watch out for the Mavs, I'm telling you. But in this game, long story short, in this game, anywho, I think the Mavs are going to take care of business. They have been absolutely fantastic of late.
I like the synopsis of tonight's game, but so when it's all said and done with, Luke is going to be number three.
Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, according to Walsh. Walsh, yes.
Now he's saying two.
Oh, yeah, because he's better than LeBron. So Michael Jordan, Luka, then LeBron. Ah, got it. Got it.
Hey, man.
Yeah, and
stand on that hill, bro. Fight. Die on that hill.
Yeah, it took me a while to come to the I thought LeBron would be the greatest player of all time, but you know, I when I watched that NJ documentary, it brought back.
Yeah, 3 years ago, we were having a discussion in the hotel room that LeBron was the best player ever. 3 years ago.
It brought back a lot of details that was just like, okay, that's right. Yeah.
All right, brother. No, I'm with you, man. Stand and die on that hill. It's quite possible it could happen. I'm wondering if Luka already has too many wheels on his body right now that it just looks like he's banged up a lot. Longevity, bro.
They're doing great things at modern medicine nowadays.
Yes, they are. That's what I hear. All right, he is Al Walsh, the obligatory go-to for the Wagner Wire. You can find him on Twitter at 14a.walsh. All the ins and outs you need for the green in your pocket, man. And he joins us on his great Mother's Day. Hey, man, I don't know what you got planned for this Mother's Day, but I hope it's a good one, brother. Thanks for joining the Wagner Wire.
Yeah, my mother, the league's mother, all together. And by the way, I wanted to talk about your Wizards.
Oh, boy.
But, find a tweet. I tweeted it a couple days ago. But you can talk about it, I guess, when you get back from the break. But they have been playing unbelievable down the stretch. And unfortunately, Brad Beal just got a hamstring injury. So I don't know if that's going to hamper anything. But interesting numbers on the Wizards over the last 20 games.
I like to tease, Walsh. I like to tease because we did actually talk about heroes and zeros. We had that planned exactly on the other side. And matter of fact, Russell Westbrook is one of the things that we'll be talking about. Can he put the team on his shoulders to keep them in the play-in performance tournament right now? Going in for the NBA. A lot to do with the Wagner Wire on the other side. Walsh, thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Later, boys. All right, and on the other side, we'll get to that. We'll talk a little bit about heroes and zeros. Russell Westbrook, shocker. Surprise, surprise. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Hey, you on a vessel? I'm trying to talk. You on a vessel? Now, we were talking about just a crazy geographical, I guess, locations and I guess miles between roads. And then if you take, you know, via boat, via vessel, you know, on the water, just the shoreline, like from Boston to Baltimore, it probably wouldn't take, you know, 4 hours or 5 hours or so. It'd probably take, you know, just maybe short of an hour. So just taking the coastline, taking the shoreline there. Wild stretch. We're talking about how wild that stretch is from Bayonne, where Walsh is at in New Jersey, to the King of Prussia, Philadelphia area, and Baltimore area. And thinking about it, too, like, it does. It takes forever. It takes you at least an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to Philly from Baltimore just by car. But if you go by a boat, shoot, you're probably in Boston by 2 hours.
Yeah, the East Coast is so interesting because all those states are so tiny.
Wild.
And the fact that we live in Texas is like...
It takes you 9 hours just to get out of Texas.
Yo, the drive to Lubbock is the most brutal drive of all time. From Austin to Lubbock, brutal.
Does it just get darker as you're getting closer to Lubbock too? Do you know what I mean? Like, you notice how you could have a sunny... You could just have a bright sunshine, sunny day, sunny drive, right? And then all of a sudden you just start to pull into Lubbock and you just come in the gloom.
Yeah, it takes a different person to live in Lubbock. I'm not gonna lie. It takes like Chris Beard. Chris Beard. That decision probably wasn't as hard as we thought it was.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, like waking up every day and then like that Lubbock dusk. hits you in the face, and you're just like, oh, gosh.
That smog, like, yep, I'm in Lubbock.
I'm glad I got some talent here. I'm glad I'm a good coach, because this will be brutal.
By the way, man, deuces.
Yeah, I'm out. See you guys.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. Big shout out to Eric RDT from Barstool Sports coming on, talking Orioles and talking Major League Baseball with us. Shout out to Al Walsh talking NBA with us as well. Big shout out to all the moms out there that just really keep all the dudes in line, man. Shout out to the village that raised me. Shout out to my grandma and my mom. Big love you guys, man. Everybody doing great things. Shout out to all you guys, all you moms out there. Shout out to the Horn for giving a huge celebration to the matriarch out there. Really appreciate that. You guys got any plans for Mother's Day? Just hanging out with mom?
Getting drunk, watching Breaking Bad with my mom.
There you go. Right there.
All right, that sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm going to see mom. Pop's got the barbecue ready. That's the least you can do.
That's the least you can do. All right, man. We're going to go celebrate it with my mother-in-law as well. Hey, for all you guys out there that listen to the show, thank you guys so much. Be safe out there, and y'all know the drill. Enjoy the ride.